Under the tuition reciprocity agreement, Wisconsin students who attend the University of Minnesota pay what they would normally pay to attend a comparable institution in Wisconsin. Because of the current difference in tuition between the universities of Wisconsin and Minnesota, Wisconsin students pay between $1,000 to about $2,000 less per year than residents. Barb Schlafer is communications director for the Minnesota Office of Higher Education, which negotiates reciprocity agreements with Wisconsin.
The University of Minnesota and the Minnesota legislature have both asked our office to really look at the current disparity between what Wisconsin students and Minnesota students pay at the University of Minnesota.
She says some folks have raised the possibility that Wisconsin students would pay the in-state tuition rate at the school they're attending, similar to agreements Minnesota has with the Dakotas. Schlafer says her office is discussing options internally and will discuss these with the Wisconsin Higher Education Aides Board when they meet in September. Meanwhile, Lynn Paulson, Assistant Vice President for Budget and Planning at the University of Wisconsin, who serves on the Higher Education Aides Board, says UW officials like things just the way they are.
It seems to be working pretty well for both states. We like the idea that Wisconsin students have an affordable alternative.
Paulson says that according to a complicated formula the states use to balance things financially each year, the state of Wisconsin paid Minnesota about $6 million in 2004 to make up the difference between what students in both states pay. He says if Wisconsin students paid the same as Minnesota students, there would be an impact on the Minnesota Treasury. Officials say any changes in the tuition reciprocity agreement would not take effect until the 2006-2007 academic year. Julia Manzunski, Wisconsin Public Radio.